So one, I really had to ask myself, because I started to say, is this for me? Why am I doing this, right? I think I had stood in front of a crowd 500 times and said, the only way to fail is to quit. I was like up against all my own beliefs, if that makes sense. I don't know, has that ever happened to you where you start questioning yourself? Like, are these still the things that I believe?
Hello and welcome again to another episode of One Starfish, where our mission is to help change the world one starfish or one person at a time. As always, guys, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, share. That's how we get the word out, all that good stuff. I'm excited for our guest today, Kelly. We met a while ago, and then we really met a little while ago, just on her podcast, and now I'm excited to have her on this podcast and share some value with you guys. Her business is Entrepreneurial Elevation. And basically everything entrepreneurial. She has masterminds for women. She has a podcast. She has some coaching. She has all kinds of stuff. So make sure I have all that in the show notes, because I'm sure that'll benefit a bunch of you guys that are listening to that. She's been heavy into the personal development world. Psy Seminars is something, if you haven't heard of, you can Google. She's been definitely in, and it was in the network marketing business for 12 years. Very healthy business, six figures. Gave that up at the same time as a 10-year relationship. Didn't know what she was doing, and then got into what she's doing. So I'm excited to delve into all of this. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Awesome. Thanks, Angela, for having me. Excited to be here.
Me too. So let's just get into things. So first of all, we're going to back up even farther than like what happened to transition. But like as a child, going into adulthood, what got you into personal development? Where did that even start, and the network marketing and becoming an entrepreneur? Was that like a family thing, or was that totally out to lunch? Like, where did all that come from?
Yeah, you know what? Good question. I honestly think it's because I grew up playing sports. I was heavily into sports. I prided myself on being an athlete. I loved being in team sports. And I always think entrepreneurs and athletes have similar mindsets around healthy competition and wanting to always be a better version of ourselves and working together with other people. So I think it got ingrained if you ask about childhood, when I was growing up playing a lot of sports. My dad did own his own business in the painting and construction industry. So I did see my family. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family as well. And I actually didn't get into personal development until I was in my 20s. It was after I had graduated university. I took international business simply because I love to travel. And I didn't know what I wanted to do at that time. And I was just spending time actually in the athletics world, playing volleyball, doing different things. And there was friends in that sport that they had taken this class and they had just shifted. Like I noticed a transformation with how they were being, how they showed up, how they were talking. And I just became curious and was like, what's different about you guys? Like, what's going on? And I've never even heard of the concept of personal development until my 20s. And they said, we took this class and it's changed our life. And so I went and I took the class. I loved it. I started to realize a lot about myself and that I'd let a lot of my goals and dreams go away. And I didn't even know I had done that. And I just ended up investing in myself for years and learning and discovering about myself. And then that's what led me to start to work for the company.
Wow, that's so cool. So as you went through some of this journey, what kind of like obstacles did you encounter as you got into network marketing? I know that's interesting. Some people are really pro it. Some people are really against it. It's like a hot topic. As you went into network marketing, what were it like? Did your parents support you? Did your friends support you? Or did everyone go like, what the F? Like, how was that?
Well, thankfully through a lot of the personal development, I really started to build a belief in myself and a confidence in myself, which I didn't realize was lacking so much throughout my years. Cause I'd always been in a leadership position organically. Yet as I got involved in network marketing, my buddy had approached me. It actually took me 2 years before I said yes. So it wasn't a quick decision because I was skeptical, right? I had all my own thoughts about what it was going to be like, and I didn't want to sell to my friends and all of that stuff. Yet once I realized the value that it could be a game changer for me personally, with my freedom financially, being my own boss, being a part of a community of like-minded people, and I made the decision to be all in, the sky was the limit. Yet I absolutely had obstacles. My family, no, they did not support me. To this day, I'm the black sheep in my family because they think the things that I do are a little bit outside their comfort zone. And so they're crazy, right? Like, I'm doing personal development. I'm now doing network marketing. I'm traveling the world. I'm off to Vietnam. I'm off to South Africa. I'm doing all these things, and they don't understand it. My family really per se. They're very traditional, and so when anything's outside someone's comfort zone, sometimes that pops up as fear. And so my mom is a worrier, so it's always like the worry conversation. My dad is a control type personality, so it's just like you shouldn't be doing that. My brother is an egomaniac. I love him to death, but it's always just like you could be doing something better. And so it was never we're proud of you, this is amazing, you go girl. And it was never because they don't love me, it's just because it was outside of what they knew. So family didn't support. I would say in the first 5 years, not many of my friends supported me. They didn't even buy products from me. And I have really great friendships, like really great friendships, because once again, it was outside, what they knew or understood. And so, yeah, getting through the building belief in myself while the closest people to me didn't understand, that was definitely an obstacle. That would be one. And then I would say just learning how to be honest, be effective at sales and recruitment without burning relationships. Because we all have that person in our life where like, oh God, they're like, I didn't want people to, here comes Kelly, she's gonna talk to me about that thing again, right? Like, so how to make it about other people and not myself when my paycheck is attached to it, right? Which is the truth. So how to genuinely care about people, because I my nature is to do that. Yeah, when you're doing sales, I have an agenda as well. So just learning the skill to be honest, and being patient with myself while I learn how to be of service to others and at the same time still create wins for myself.
What were some things that helped you accelerate that transition, I guess, to be able to do that? Because that is a big thing for sure.
Yeah. Did you say what are some things that helped me learn that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think one, it's being coachable. Like I had great mentors, like great mentorships, and I just said, "Hey, listen, like I'm great with people. I am willing to work hard, yet I'm learning something new." So I just had to surrender and be open to being coached and to do the things that my mentor was guiding me to do. He's made millions, so obviously he is doing something right. And I just believe listen to the people who have what you want. So I just decided from the very beginning I was going to be super coachable. And then the second thing was I was just willing to practice and go through what I like to say is the suck. Like I was willing to be bad before I got better. And I was willing to just do the activities. And I think that, I like to say there's this thing called the investment phase, which is where we're actually developing our skill and developing our confidence. And it's practicing these things on a daily basis. So learning how to invite, learning how to make a contact list, learning how to present. And the only way I got great at it was to do it. And then always checking back in with myself, what worked, what can improve, celebrating my small wins along the way. And then surrounding myself by other people and being a great observer and seeing what they're doing that's working. And I just think practice makes improvement.
That's good. I like that. And the coachability, yes, a lot of people fight that one. I know I did
Yes.
it first, and it's just a stupid waste of time. So
Yeah.
if you're listening to this, be coachable.
Exactly. It'll save you a lot of time and angst and frustration.
I will. Like, don't try to find your own landmines, just follow the footsteps.
True.
So good. So you got into that, that became successful. And then at a certain point, you transitioned out of that and also out of a 10-year relationship. So two major stepping stones. Tell us a little bit about, that and how you worked through that and then came into what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, the truth is, I never ever thought I was going to leave my business. Like, I was in my mind a lifer. I loved it. I love the people. I love the opportunity. I love the experience. I got to do the things I love, which is leadership development, investing in people, travel. I lived in, like I said, Vietnam, Chile, the last 6 years back and forth in South Africa. Like, I was living an adventurous, exciting, fulfilling life at the time. And I was learning so much about myself. I was developing the skill of leadership. I had a great community around me. Like, it was awesome, right? So I never thought I was going to leave. Yet I would say about a few years ago, it started to become a have to and I should. And I started to realize it just wasn't feeling good. I don't know if you've ever been involved in something and you start to realize, okay, wait a minute, like I'm just going through the motions, right? Like I'm just doing what quote unquote I'm supposed to be doing. And yes, of course, this was after COVID. I was building a business in a third world country. There was a lot of obstacles. Like people literally were passing away on my team. We didn't have power for 6 to 8 hours a day for years in South Africa. They shut off the power. It's something called load shedding. Like there were some big obstacles. And so I came up against myself in this area of my life where I wanted transformation. I wanted to get to the next level. And in all honesty, I had sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears, time, effort, energy, money. I put in 12 years. This had become my identity. And at the same time, on the inside, I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy. And that's a personal choice. Yet I started to look at it. And a few things. So one, I really had to ask myself, because I started to say, is this for me? Why am I doing this? Right. And I'm somebody who really prides myself on integrity. Like, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, no matter what. My credibility's on the line. I think I had stood in front of a crowd 500 times and said, the only way to fail is to quit. Right. Like, and here I am thinking, maybe I want to quit. So I was like up against all my own beliefs, if that makes sense. I don't know. Has that ever happened to you where you start questioning yourself? Like, are these still the things that I believe? And so I just started to ask myself a lot of questions, to be honest, Angela. And I think whenever somebody is in a transition in their life, that's the important thing to do is just pause, ask yourself the hard questions, the courageous questions, and then listen to yourself. And I really had to go inward because I felt like I had a responsibility to my mentors, to my team, to my family, to follow through on what I said I wanted for myself. You know, and I really had to take a look at, I don't want to live my life from a have to or a should or for the approval of other people. And I realized, and then the last thing I'll share before I talk about why I changed is I just had to ask myself, am I going to choose out because I'm not willing to grow? Because I think a lot of people choose out too early. They choose out, you know, because there is big obstacles and that's the opportunity for growth. And I really had to look at that for myself, is that I'm just not willing to change and grow on the inside to break through here. And yeah, there is going to be a part of that where the answer is yes. Yet at the end of the day, this was the biggest thing I realized. It's okay to change my mind. And I'd never allowed myself that before. It's okay to change my mind. Yes, I've sacrificed everything to get here, yet now it's time to lead with my heart. And what is my heart guiding me to do? And it's to go and look for transformation elsewhere. And what I realized was I actually hadn't given up on my goal. My goals were all still the same: financial freedom, to make a massive difference, to, you know, work with entrepreneurs, to invest in people, leadership development, personal development. Just the vehicle was going to change, the how-to and the solution. And yeah, so I just decided to make that transition because inner fulfillment for me is my new focus, and it's crucial for my success and my happiness.
So you quit that at the same time you're going through a relationship that you also opted out of,
Yeah.
or he opted out. I don't know exactly what the story is there, but
I
opted
opted
out. I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't the right one, I guess. Like, how did you deal with all of the transitions, and then yeah, what got you into what you're doing now?
Yeah. So, I mean, those are two biggies, right? Like choosing out of a 12-year career that I'd attached my identity to, and choosing out of a 10-year relationship that we had also had our goals and our vision for where we were going. So, and it just was that it wasn't aligned. It was a great relationship. And here's the thing: I want my life to be extraordinary, not just okay. And we could have stayed together, me and my boyfriend, forever. Yet I wasn't completely happy, and either was he. And we just, it was one of those hard decisions because we really value each other, yet we weren't a fit, and we were attempting to make each other fit each other's needs. And so it was a really courageous decision on both our parts. And we wish each other well. Yet I just realized, like, I was being comfortable in my relationship and being comfortable in my business and being comfortable in my decisions versus, like I said, following my heart's desire. And so I just decided that's it, right? Life's too short. So it's time to, like, truly do things that cause me to feel alive. And so it wasn't easy. So if anybody's out there who's faced with a big decision, it's not easy. Like, I make it sound like I just made this decision and away I went. No, I sat in both of those decisions for a couple years. Yet I can tell you, indecision is harder than making the decision. Like, I was exhausted. I started to get burnt out. I wasn't being myself. I gained 30 pounds. Because I was in this indecision on the inside around things that I knew I needed to make decisions around. So I just, like, finally, I just said, that's it. I'm making a decision. I don't even know if they're the right ones. And I will only know once I make them. Yet I'm making the decisions, and then you know what? I'm going to move forward. So after I let go of a lot of the guilt and shame, because I felt responsible for a lot of people, so you go through the roller coaster of emotions. I would say allow yourself to go through that. We're human, we're human beings, right? And so I went through those emotions, and then I realized that it's okay, one, to make the change, and two, it's okay to put myself first. You know, it's okay to put myself first. And I gave myself permission to be able to do that. I'm a people pleaser. By nature, I will put other people's, you know, priorities above my own. I've done that my entire life. And so I think that was the biggest act of courage I had in that decision-making process, was allowing myself to put myself first and what I wanted first, truly, and to listen to my own voice. And then I just decided, what do I want to do? And I think you and I talked about this the other day. I just was like, well, what are my transferable skills? And what do I love? And what lights me up? What do I love to talk about? What do I love to think about? What do I love to focus on? What gets me, you know, juiced up in the morning? And it's entrepreneurship, it's business, it's leadership development, it's travel and adventure. It's a lot, you know, doing what I can to leave people better than I found them, helping people believe in themselves that they can do and be whatever they want. And I just thought, okay, well, I can start a business around that. And I really only spent a couple months in between. And I just thought, I've got to pick myself back up and just get back into action and see where this goes. And so I created my business. It's only been 2 months. And I'm in the excited stage. And yet I really feel like I made a decision that's in alignment with what I wanted for myself.
That's so cool. That's awesome. So if anyone's listening to this, yeah, you can make the decision, I guess. You know, don't settle for whatever it is you're in, whether it's your business, whether it's your relationship. Now, I'm not saying if you're in a relationship, you just like up and leave it. I'm not, this was a thought out process. There's no kids involved. This is like, don't just go up and be like, I don't know, this isn't working.
Well, for sure. And like with both those decisions, like I went through all of the scenarios. Like, once again, that's the, like you're saying, like ask yourself the questions, get clear, like get rid of the noise and just sit with yourself and spend time with yourself and like ask yourself, like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You know, and get really clear on your own vision and your own goals and your own values. And I know that's what I did. And then it was easier to see if these outside things aligned with what I really wanted for myself.
That's good. I like it. Don't worry about what other people think either. Just go with that. So, as you go through it, what were some things that helped you? I mean, like you said, you sat through it. I think that was, you mentioned that a few times, just being in the moment, thinking about it, like, what do you want? Think and grow rich. I always think of that, like, I hear him yelling, I'm like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know, sometimes. But like, really getting to know that is important. It's something I still work on. Like, what do I actually want? You know, and, you know, as you went through that transition, I'm sure you had a lot of people that were like, that's silly. Now, what are you doing? for the relationship and for the, you know, the network marketing and the, you know, all of that. So how do you handle shutting out that noise? Is that easy for you? Or, you know, how do you handle, because I know a lot of people, like, that's a big thing. Hey, it's really hard. My friends and family, da 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 da. How do you shut that out?
You know what? And it's such a great question, because I feel like a lot of the times our life gets designed by the opinions of others. And this is something, I don't know if I have a, you know, the right answer to this. It's something I'm constantly working on myself, is really listening to my own inner voice and making decisions from there. Right. And I just know, so a few things though. One, what I've learned is that who I share what my inner goals are or what I'm going to be working on is really important. And so in order for my confidence to stay rock solid, I actually don't share my goals in the beginning with the people that I know won't support me. And to be honest, this is my mom, my dad, my brother, some of my best friends. And it's, I love them, yet they're the dream stealers by accident, right? And so I don't share right away with the people that I know aren't going to support me the way I need to be supported. So I go to the people that I know are going to say, well, tell me more. Why are you doing that? Like, what's the change for? Like, well, you can do it if you want to. Let's talk about it. Do you need support? Do you need some ideas, right? Like, so I would say find some people like that in your life that no matter what you come to them with, they're going to support you the way you need to be supported. And so that's what I did until I had made a decision and had built the confidence within. And then I can go to the people I love and care about and say, here's what I'm doing with certainty. And that's the second part I want to share. In any area of your life, if you are certain, people really won't question you. Do you know that? Like, if you approach your life with certainty, people are like, oh, okay, they might not get it, yet they won't really question you. Most of the time, I find when you're not certain or you have self-doubt or you're wishy-washy, that's when the family or the friends or the people are going to poke you, and it's going to bother you because you don't have certainty and self-belief that's rock solid on the inside. So I wait until I tell the people that I know and I build that up first. So that's really what I did.
I love that. That's such a good tip. So in wrapping up, I always ask three final questions, and then anything that we didn't touch on that you think would be really impactful for our listeners, because I just think a lot of this, I mean, if anyone listening, I'm even thinking like, are you really thinking what do you want and where you're at? And like, I know the last couple of years have been a lot of upheaval for a lot of people, so this is really good stuff. And always, guys, make sure to reach out to Kelly if you have any questions on anything. But okay, first and final question is, if someone is looking for their purpose, what's one sentence you could say that could help them find it?
Ooh. Just what puts a smile on your face? Like what? That's it. Like what puts a smile on your face? And like that would be the sentence I would ask. Like, what do you love to do? Like when you're in the moment, what feels good? And just look at the different areas of your life and when are you feeling your best? When are you smiling? When are you lighter? I think that when you start to be aware of what those are, you can lean into figuring out what your purpose is.
I like that. Second question is, what's a favorite quote and why?
Quote. Okay, well, it's a long one and I won't repeat it because I don't remember it, yet it's the Merriam-Williamson quote. Some people also think it's the Nelson Mandela quote, where it's like, don't let your light dim to make other people, feel better around you, right? And it's a long quote. Look it up. And it's, I love it. I love it because I think myself, right, that's kind of been being a people pleaser or being somebody who wants to see other people happy. A lot of the times I will shrink so other people can feel better about themselves. And I just realized like leadership of self, like the best way I can inspire others is actually to be the best version of myself and to have the courage to shine and have the courage to put myself out there and step into the unknown sometimes and do these things because it actually inspires other people to then rise themselves. And so I don't remember the exact quote because it's a bit longer yet. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I know the gen I don't know the quote, but I know the general gist. Don't dim your lights for others, basically. Yeah, that's a shortened form of that. It's a Kelly Angela put together here. Don't short your don't dim your light. And then the last and final question is, if what's one sentence or word that you want on your gravestone?
Ooh, on my gravestone. She lived.
Love that. That's awesome. So you run into someone in the coffee shop, they're like, hey Kelly, that was amazing. Like, now I'm really thinking my life, going through all these things. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, going through becoming, finding out what do I want. Anyway, what's something we didn't touch on that you think would be really impactful for our listeners?
To give yourself permission to follow your own heart, and spend the time asking yourself those questions. What do you want? Like actually spend the time. So I don't know if you want need to take a course or you want to get a coach or you just want to block off, a day, yet sit down and write and journal and just allow yourself to free flow around these questions. They're the most important questions, right? Like, what do you want for yourself? What's your vision 5 years from now if you had all the time and the money in the world, right? And then what does that look like for you and your family and your community? And what does that look like next year? And make a plan. Like make a plan, be intentional and start to be, in action towards those things because I think that's where inner fulfillment comes is when we're in alignment with our values and our vision and our goals, and we're every day getting up with purpose and taking a step, that's where a lot of fulfillment comes in. And we're designing our life. We're in control. The only person who is in control of myself and my life is me. And that's the same for everybody else. So it's like take control of your life and start designing it with intention.
Love that. That's awesome. All right, guys. All of the links will be in the show notes. What's the best place to find you, Shelley?
I would say go to my website, www.entrepreneurialelevation.net, because you can find everything there. You can find my Instagram, my Facebook, community. You can find my podcast. You can look at where my what courses I have to offer. So I just send them to my website.
Awesome. We'll have that link in the show notes, guys. So make sure to click on that if you have any questions. As always, guys, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, share with anyone that might be able to. Maybe they're thinking about their life purpose and where they're going and all that kind of stuff. I know this would be really impactful to listen to someone else. So if we go out there and change one person or one starfish at a time together, we can change the world. Thanks so much for being on, Kelly.
Awesome. Thanks, Angela. Thanks, everyone.